Katy Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. A heat advisory begins at 1 p.m. this afternoon and remains in effect until 8 p.m. tonight. High temperatures reach up to 99. Today, under mainly sunny skies, winds out of the southeast, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, lows level off around 76. Overcast skies. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
This Arms Report on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 through the Lake is brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts. Have a difficult time trying to get a hold of people to be on a live harvest report with me today. And I know that throughout the weekend, there were rains that slowed things down in the area. North Central Kansas last week was probably about 50% done by the end of the week with the harvest in the areas, and more so around Beloit, Glen Elder areas, a little bit closer to being completely finished. And as you move up to the north and probably to the west, still a little bit more to go as we continue on with the 2020 for wheat harvest. It has been a much better harvest, a more bountiful harvest, a better crop this year, as there was, again, a lot of drought last year that led to some wheat that was not even put into the bins. It was just destroyed because of the drought and insurance. And there were some fields that had 8 bushels to the acre. And if you got lucky, you might have been around 20 in some of those areas last year. Just not a lot of great crops last year. But this year, we're seeing yields ranging anywhere from 40 to 80 for the people that we've talked to here in North Central Kansas. And things are obviously a lot better in that area. Test weights are holding steady in the 60 to 62 and a half, 63 range for most of the elevators. Operators I've talked to so far here this summer, and moisture obviously is changing based on where you're at when you're cutting and what you're trying to get out of the field at what time. So obviously the rain has slowed things down in a few different areas at times here throughout this summer wheat harvest. So we do hope to have some discussions with some elevator operators coming up maybe later this afternoon and into tomorrow. We'll have another crop progress report tomorrow as well here on our Harvest Reports on Katy Country 94. Harvest continuing to run along here. And the Harvest Report on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 to the Lake, brought to you by Simpson Farm Enterprises on Highway 24 in Beloit. You can buy a sprayer anywhere, but nobody knows spray application like the guys at Simpson Farm Enterprises. Call them at 738-2299. Stop by the store on Highway 24 in Beloit or visit them online at simpsonfarm.com. Simpson Farm Enterprises, your spray application experts.
Simpson Farm Enterprises carries the Apache line of sprayers, and there's a reason. In fact, there's several reasons. Apache sprayers come in 5 different models to fit every size of operation. They feature premium technology and the exclusive power-to-the-ground mechanical-driven traction. Most of all, the 5-year warranty offered by Apache is unmatched. That's why they have the highest retained value in the industry. See Simpson Farm Enterprises today at any of their 5 locations and spray with the best you can buy.
Storms pop up quickly and can put a lot of homeowners in a world of hurt. After the storm, you want to get things done quickly and efficiently. That's where Frank Construction in Beloit can help. They are fully licensed and insured in Kansas to do roofing, guttering, siding, and they install replacement windows. Frank is bilingual and offers free estimates. Call Frank Construction now at 392-0091. That's 785-392-0091. Fully licensed for your protection, Frank Construction in Beloit, serving all of North Central Kansas.
Cantu Auto Repair in Osborne is here to get you fixed up and back on the road safely. Clint and the staff of certified technicians can service all makes and models. They do maintenance including oil changes and vehicle inspections and can repair brakes, engines and transmissions, AC and heating systems, muffler and exhaust systems, and they can diagnose and repair any electrical problems or warning lights that are staying on. Call Cantu Auto Repair today at 785-345-4000 or stop in Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Cantu Auto Repair, located at 209 West Main in Osborne.
The news this hour is brought to you by Anderson Insurance Agency. They do farm, home, auto, life, and crop insurance. Stop by and see Matt and Becky, 118 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-5701.
Keeping you informed, this is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Well, the city of Klein has been selected as a recipient of the 2024 Community Challenge Grant by AARP. This grant, totaling $15,000, will be utilized to establish a new green space in the heart of Klein's downtown area. The green space will serve as a gathering place, complete with seating and accessible stage in the town's sole public restrooms. Additionally, the grant will facilitate the implementation of new signage and lighting to enhance the overall environment. Glenda Du Bois, the state director of AARP Kansas, expressed the organization's dedication to collaborating with local leaders, advocates, and policymakers to enhance the quality of life for residents of all ages, particularly those age 50 and above. AARP is proud to work alongside this year's grant recipients as they undertake immediate enhancements to tackle both longstanding and emerging challenges within communities. The grant opportunities awarded by AARP this year encompass flagship grants, capacity building micro grants, and demonstration grants, each focusing on distinct aspects of community involvement. The AARP Community Challenge Grant Program is an integral component of the organization's Livable Communities Initiative, which aims to support the transformation of cities, towns, neighborhoods, and rural areas into vibrant living spaces suitable for individuals of all age groups, with a specific emphasis on those aged 50 and older. AARP Kansas has already allocated a total of 30 grants amounting to $354,761 through this program to various nonprofit organizations and government entities in the state since 2017. The projects funded by the AARP Community Challenge grants will span across all 50 states, Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the U.S. Virgin Islands, with a deadline for completion set for December 15, 2024. Today's community calendar is brought to you by Heart Choices Pregnancy and Parenting Resource Center, offering free pregnancy tests, pregnancy counseling, and parenting classes at 6th and Independence in Beloit and their satellite location in Concordia, Osborne, and Smith Center. You can call 738-3433 for an appointment or check them out at their website, heartchoicesbeloit.com. Don't miss the Emerson Lake Fireworks Show coming up on Wednesday, July 3rd at Jewel, sponsored by the Jewel Chamber of Commerce, featuring Big T's Catering and Dining, Mijom's Ice Cream Express, Kettle Corn, Snow Cones, Hot Dogs and Nachos, Cinnamon Rolls, Pretzel Bites. DJ Becky Fernandez will be there. There'll be quilts given away. Vendors, they're looking forward to seeing you all there. Emerson Lake Fireworks, Wednesday, July 3rd, starting at dark in Jewel. Glen Elder Fun Run, Best Damn Run in Kansas, coming up on Saturday, July 6th. Check in at 6:30, run at 7 o'clock. The opening event for the Wakanda Lake Fest. You can learn more at Facebook, Glen Elder Fun Run. For more information, call Emmy at 805-315-5796. It's sponsored by the Glen Elder Lions Club. Wakanda Lake Fest is Saturday, July 6th at the Glen Elder State Park Osage area from 5 to 11 p.m. Live music, family activities, and much more. It is a free event, but you do have to have a state park pass. Lions Club Fun Run at 7, archery competition registration at 8, starting at 8:30 with the competition, a woodcarver at 10:30. Wakanda Visitor Center is open from 12 to 6. Cornhole will play at 5. Beer garden, food trucks, live music open at 5 o'clock. Auction and raffles at 8:30. Fireworks at dark. Bring your own tent and chairs. You need your ID for the beer garden, obviously. And then there'll be performances from Motor Co., Henry Tice, and Cheyenne Knoll. Again, the Wakanda Lake Fest on Saturday at Wakanda Lake and Glen Elder State Park. Again, the fireworks show coming up as well, so don't miss all of that coming up Saturday. And you can also have a chance to win on multiple things from the Wakanda Cultural Association for Lake and Camping Improvements. Is why they're doing the giveaways, a Pit Boss Grill, a Party Pack, Tabletop Grill Pack, much, much more. Many great prizes. Tickets are $20 for one, $40 for three, $100 for 10. You do not have to be present to win. The drawings will be held on the evening of July 6th at Lake Fest, Osage area at Glen Elder State Park. Again, don't miss it. Wakanda Lake Fest, and get your chance to win. That's the news this hour on Katy Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. I'm Dusty Donis.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
And the Royals go on to win 6-2 to pick up the win over the Guardians on Sunday. More on that coming up in this sportscast. We'll also look at local sports. Shrine Bowl taking place on Saturday in Emporia. Also, Kansas Sports Hall of Fame has announced their 2024 class with a couple area notes on that. And look at NBA free agency, which is set to begin officially here today with the offseason. It's all coming up in this sportscast on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. High school sports, the Shrine Bowl on Saturday in Emporia. The East Squad getting a 36-23 win. More on the sports ticket on that coming up here today. Also, the Kansas State Sports Hall of Fame has announced their class of 2024, and there are some area athletes and former athletes and coaches from the area with flavor there that's been selected for the 2024 class of the Kansas Sports Hall of Fame, including Kevin Saunders, a 1974 graduate of Downs High School and K-State in 1978. He began competing in Paralympic-style events following injury suffered in an explosion in 1981. Two-time Paralympic bronze medalist, and he competed in the USA Games and the Pan American Games and became a motivational speaker and author while competing. Kevin Saunders of Downs, one of the notes, and Annette Wiles from Sylvan Grove High School, Fort Hays State, 87 grad of Sylvan Grove, 91 at Fort Hays State. She led Fort Hays 1991 NAIA National Championship with a 34-2 record as a player, a two-time All-American selection, averaged 20.5 points a game in her career, and had a lot of program records at the time. She also enjoyed a long career as a head coach with a mark of 409 and 227. She coached at Bethany, Fort Hays State, and Minnesota Duluth. We hope to have all that information posted at katycountry94.com later today. The Kansas City Royals, as heard at the beginning of this sportscast, picking up a 6-2 win over the Cleveland Guardians on Sunday. They scored one run in the first, another in the second, and got two in the fifth. A Bobby Witt Jr. triple that scored Dyron Blanco, and then Vinny Pascantino singled to score Bobby Witt Jr. to make it 4-0 after five. And as you heard earlier, the two-run homer from Salvador Perez in the bottom of the seventh made it 6-0 in favor of the Royals. The Guardians would get two runs in the eighth inning to avoid a shutout. 6-2 the final score. Seth Lugo was outstanding again on the mound for the Royals. He gets the win and moved to 11-2 on the season with that victory. Lugo going six innings, allowing just four hits with 10 strikeouts. His ERA now 2.17 on the season after that victory. Royals are now 47-39. The Guardians fell to 52-30. Kansas City has today off before they'll start a three-game series with the Rays at Kauffman Stadium. Tampa Bay is 42-42. That first game will be at 7:10 tomorrow night. And finally, in sports, the NBA offseason will pick up hot and heavy today as there are already some agreements on contracts. Free agent forward Paul George has agreed to sign a four-year, $212 million max contract with the Philadelphia 76ers. Former Kansas Jayhawk Kelly Oubre with the Philadelphia 76ers agreeing a two-year, $16.3 million deal. So the Sixers getting better there with a couple moves. Big news there with Paul George going to Philly. Also, it was announced that Chris Paul was waived by the Warriors. He's expected to sign a one-year $11 million deal with the Spurs. And again, things will continue to pick up and continue to be hot in the offseason. And we'll continue to keep you up to date with what's going on. Dallas Mavericks forward Derek Jones Jr. and LA Clippers have agreed to a three-year $30 million deal. NBA free agency hot and heavy. Again, we'll keep you up to date on all of it. That's a look at sports on your sports leader in North Central Kansas, Katie Country 94 and Z96 Point Through the Lake. Sportscast is brought to you by Zachary's Ace Hardware in Beloit. I'm Dusty Donis.